You don't rise to the level of your goal, you fall to the level of your system. You don't rise to the level of your goal, you fall to the level of your system. This is something that I read in Atomic Habits by James Clear, and it is so key. Right now, there are so many things that people have written down for their goal for 2024, and I am all about the goal. Obviously, you need to have a vision and a goal for what you want. But the thing is I hear a lot of times, especially when I'm coaching my clients, is I want to lose weight. Great. That's a great goal. But how are you going to get there? And they don't have a clue. They're like, well, you know, I think I'm going to go to the gym and then I'm going to like try to eat healthier. What does eating healthy to you mean? Like not eating dessert. Okay. So you have no system. So you have a goal, but you don't have a system to get there. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine. And I said, it's literally like me saying, like, my goal is to travel to, you know, the Caribbean. Great. So how are you going to get there? Oh, I don't know. Do you have the money to get there? Oh, no, I don't have any money. So you have no money. You don't know how you're going to travel there, but you have a goal. So here's the thing. You can have the goals and you can have a goal until you're blue in the face. But if you do not have a system to actually get the goal you want, you're going to fall to that. And if you fall to that system and it's not there, you're not going to achieve the goal. So what I love to do is I love to take big things. So when I wanted to build my big business, when I wanted to make $1 million before I was 30, when I wanted to do a fitness competition, when I wanted to, all the things, all the goals in my life that I wanted to do, I would write it down, but then I would immediately write down what's my action plan to get there. What's the system? How am I going to get there? And so one of the things that I want to tackle on this call today, on this podcast, is this. There's two things. There's two major things that I still do consistently every single day that has kept my weight off. One of the biggest things that I did when I did my fitness competition now almost 6 years ago is I didn't do it for the show. If those of you have followed my journey, I did it for myself. I wanted to get in the best shape of my life after I had my kids and I've built several businesses. I was like, you know what? I want to feel what I feel on the inside of like this badass Natalie that has come forward. I want to look in the mirror and see that girl looking back at me. So I decided to get after it. And I hired a fitness coach. I hired a nutrition coach. I mean, I did all the things and I put the system in place to get the goal. And then as I did that, one of my coaches was like, you should do a fitness competition. You're like literally looking like you could walk on stage. And so that's what I ended up doing. But the goal was to get in the best shape of my life. The system to get there was this. I had to track my food. I had to meal prep. I had to drink a gallon of water every day. I had to hit the weight room at least 5 times for the week. I had a fitness workout plan every single day that was mapped out by my coach. So I had certain foods that I was eating every single day, like a meal plan every day. And those were all from my coaches. But what I realized for myself, like me personally, what I needed to change is my identity. Because I needed to write in who the new Natalie is. And so I started to, because of this new system, I was like, I don't want to track my food. Like, I don't want to have to track it. I don't want to have to meal prep. And so I started to get all this, you know, in my mind of like, I don't want to. So what I started to say is, what would a fitness bikini competitor do? Oh, well, she would track her food. All right, well, that's what I'm going to do. What would a fitness bikini competitor do? Oh, well, she would probably meal prep. Okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. So I started to tell myself, what would a fitness bikini competitor do? Because that was the physique that I was looking to aim for. That was the goal. So I started to just be like, okay, what would a fitness competitor do? She would eat this. Okay, would she complain about this? Nope, she would go to the gym. Nope, she would do. Until that identity became me. And that is what happened, is I started to write, like, I am a fitness bikini competitor. I am an athlete. I eat like an athlete. I work out like an athlete until it became my identity. So I was just telling a friend the other day, I was like, the reason why I'm still super fit, the reason why I still, and these are the two things that I still do. I still drink a gallon of water a day and I still meal prep. Those are the two biggest things that I was like, I have to what? And track my food, but I eat pretty much the same every day that I don't really track my food anymore. But that was something I did consistently as well. But I was like, I literally became a fitness competitor. Like that became my identity where I don't know how to not do that. It's like, that's who I am. So my identity is attached to it. So going outside of that, it would be like, what? That's weird. That this is who I am. So I want to share something with you about meal prepping. A lot of you right now, you have a goal to lose the weight in 2024, and you've got a goal, but you don't have a system. Let me just give you the reasons why meal prepping is key to weight loss and to keeping it off forever. But not only that, the smartest people I know meal prep. Here's why. Our brains are actually wired to be lazy. And what I mean by that is they are actually, there's a study that was done. They're hardwired to not drain a lot of mental energy. They like to conserve it. So they want to conserve it for the things that are important. So what I love about meal prepping is it gives me the space every single day to focus on the things that are important, to focus all my energy on the things that are going to be income producing activity, that are going to be life-changing activity, that are going to produce blessings in people's lives because I have the capacity for my mind to just focus on those things. I don't have to think about what I'm going to eat every freaking day. I don't have to because I have it all done on Sunday. So every Sunday, my husband and I and my boys, we meal prep. If you see my Instagram, you know we meal prep all of the proteins. The protein is the hardest part to cook. You have to cook protein every night. It's annoying. So what we do is our system is we meal prep every Sunday. So we have bison burgers, salmon, grilled chicken breast sometimes, top sirloin, and, you know, burgers for the boys. And we have it all in, you know, plastic bags or containers, and it's all in the fridge. And then I will do some roasted carrots. I love roasted carrots. So I'll roast some carrots and we'll have like some lettuce and, you know, all chopped up in a bag. And then every morning, we've now trained our boy. Our 12-year-old puts a pot of rice on the Instapot every morning. So now the boys know, and I know, okay, my protein's super easy to just like pull out. And then I hate microwaves. I don't believe in microwaves. They're horrible. That's a whole other podcast for another day, but microwaves are horrible. So we reheat it on a cast iron. So I bought like these little small fajita fat cast irons, and we reheat the meat on the cast iron, and it's amazing. So it's a quick, easy, and, you know, grab and go meal. So I'm not having to think about what to, you know, fix for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we do this every day. Every day we'll get a little bit of rice. I'll have a little bit of, you know, some roasted vegetables or whatever with some meat, and we have it every single day. And my boys love it. They love it. Sometimes they'll grab some lentils from the pantry or whatever, but every day is kind of like, that's what we do. Sometimes they'll make the meat and they'll ground it up and they'll make a taco out of it. But every day we have the same meat, but then they can make it into different things. The other day my son made a breakfast burrito with his meat. He like, you know, did some eggs and some meat and then put it into a corn tortilla. So every day we make it super easy. But here's the thing. I have so many people that get hung up on meal prepping. They're like, oh, it's just like too much time. I'm like, but if I were to actually, and I've done this with several clients, if I were to tally up how much time you give to one, thinking about every day what you're going to fix, just the mind space you have to give every day to what you're going to make. Number two, to the grocery store that you're actually having to go to either on a weekly basis or that night to get the ingredients for the meals. Number three, the actual cooking process of it. So you have to cook all the food, then you eat it, and then you're having to clean up all those dishes. I don't have any dishes to clean up. I have a cast iron, and that is it. Every day. There's no dishes. There's not constantly cleaning. There's not constantly cooking and cleaning and all that in my house. Hours are saved and conserved for energy that are actually producing results in our life. I truly believe where we live, how we live, and what we produce income-wise is a big result of we've been meal prepping for almost 6 years. And it has conserved hours of time, giving us hours of our day to the things that actually are important and matter. So I have clients, I've actually shown I can increase your income, I can decrease your pant size, all by this one system, which is meal prepping. And it's proven correct time and time again. And their minds are blown. They're like, holy cow. One, I have one client, she's like, I'm not frustrated and angry and irritated all the time when I'm like, I'm starving and I don't know what to eat. And I have to ask everybody like, what do you guys want? And we have to fix it all. She's like, it's just done. It's just done. I'm like, exactly. She's like, yeah. So I find myself like not frustrated and irritated with my family all the time. Number two, she's like, I have one client. She's like, I have time for myself. And instead of, she bought a sauna, and she's like, instead of, you know, having to cook a meal and all that stuff, she's like, now I have time for myself. I can go into my sauna and I have time to myself because it's not hours of cooking and all of that. I'm like, exactly. So I want to encourage you in 2024, if you've got a goal to lose weight, if you've got a goal to increase your income or both, I would encourage you, it's not about the goal, it's about the system. This one system of meal prepping every Sunday, having your meats done, grill it up, bake it, whatever, put it in the fridge, ready to go. I've got several. There's so many. You can go on Pinterest and you literally could go on Pinterest and look up meal prep ideas. And there's so many. I'm going to share with you a few of my clients over the years of what they've done. I have one client. She loves breakfast burritos. So she makes all the breakfast burritos. She scrambles all the eggs. She like takes a big pot on Sundays. She scrambles up all of her eggs. She puts corn tortillas all on foil. Like she cuts up six things of foil. She puts the corn tortilla on there. She puts the scrambled eggs on each of the corn tortillas. She puts a little bit of cheese and a little bit of like some peppers and stuff that she roasted with it. She rolls them all up and she puts them in the freezer. And then when she wakes up in the morning, she takes the breakfast burrito and she does the microwave. She puts it in the microwave for like 2 minutes and then she's out the door. She works. So she's out the door. She's like, but I'm eating my breakfast burrito on the go. Versus like the bagel and cream cheese that she used to be eating. She's lost a ton of weight and she looks amazing. She's kept it off because she meal preps. She's made this her lifestyle. I have another client. I love this one. She loves dessert. Dessert is her weakness. So she makes my protein pudding every day. She makes a big batch of it on Sundays. She puts it in little containers and she puts it in the fridge. And every night she knows this is my dessert. And she just takes out her little pudding cup and she eats it for the night. She loves it. She loves it, loves it, loves it. And she's like, it has saved me because I was usually eating ice cream. So it's all about making your habits easy. Making the habits that you want to be super easy and making the other ones really hard. So if you don't buy the ice cream and you don't have it in your house, it's going to be really hard to eat it. But if you make a protein pudding like I have, the chocolate protein pudding that I make all the time, and you put that in your fridge, now that's way easier and you're not getting any sugar and junk and you're getting protein and you're making that habit super easy, not only to lose weight, but to gain muscle and to maintain this as your lifestyle. So you do not rise to the level of your goal. You will fall to the level of your system. Meal prep 2024. You got this.